Yeah, but not here. Tana Rabbanan. That was by Yosef. Barisha for grain. Rishonah yunotim peyah lelefet ulekruv. Now, it used to be that they would take off peyah for lefet and for cabbage, which has the same idea. You can keep it together with the root. Rabbi Yosi Omer aflekaplot. You can even do that for leeks. V'tanya idach yunotim peyah lelefet for the kaplot. And the other one said, didn't mention the kruv, but rather it said lefet and kaplot. And in this version, Rav Shimon said, you can include kruv. So what does that mean? That we have three separate shitot over here. It's really weird. We've got like one shita that holds lefet and kruv. That's the Tanakama of Rav Yossi. And then he didn't hold of kaplot. Come along now, Rav Yossi. Oh, you can do that for kaplot. Then we had the other Tanakama, nameless of Rav Shimon, that held lefet and kaplot, but not kruv. But then we had Rav Shimon said, no, kruv. So now we've got three separate shitot. Two, which two, and three. Right? It's a question of which two plus the shita of all three. Ah. So does that make sense? Plata tanoyav, lo, tre tanoyavi, please. There's two tanoim. The Tanakama of Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Yosi. The Tanakama of Rabbi Yosi is Rabbi Shimon. When we say af, we're not referring to af, meaning of the totality, but all that we're saying is af, in the sense both of them are saying af, against their Tanakama. Right? In other words, you're saying only these two, there's a third. That's the pshat. Tana Rabbana. Ben buhayin natan peyah liyerek, uba aviv umatzan la'aniyim shahayu te'udin yerek v'omdim al petach hagina. Here was a very fine family, and the son of the owner, his father's name was Buhayin, he was very kind to aniyim, he let them all come in and take the so-called peyah from Yerek that wasn't a chiyav bichlal. His father comes out, and he finds 50 people standing there about to leave his garden, carrying his birakot. So he says to them, Banai hashlichum aleichem, let that go. V'ani noten lechem kiflaim, I'll give you double. But I'll give you double that I took off my sir. I don't want you walking out of my garden and being nikshal in teva. And lo mipnei she'einai tzara, don't think that I don't want you to have it. On the contrary, I'll give you double. It's since the Chachamim say you're not supposed to give Pele Yerek, my son didn't get it right. I wanted you to have it, but I didn't want you to have it, thinking it was Pele, and then you wouldn't have to take off Meiser. I'll take off the Meiser, I'll give you double, but don't be Nitshal and Teva. Why did he have to tell him this whole thing? Don't think I don't want you to have it. You know? I mean, a turnip in the hand is better than 10 in the bush. So he figured on it. You got to understand. Exactly.
So there's no mitzvah peah. He's just giving them...
He's giving them a gift. But to hide the gift as if it's peah, is, you think it's a good thing, but it's a bad thing.
Why didn't he take a bash of what they had in their hand?
He would have, but they'd already been soaking it. They had to drop it. You can't take off mice with somebody else unless you make an arrangement with them. I said, put it down, we'll be ma'isim and amukav, and then I'll give you double.
And the next kavod of having received ostensibly stakah.
What can you do? It's the key of misa, of eating tefil.
Right. Right.
What are you supposed to do about it?
That's Mr. Rabbanan.
Okay, even so. Right.
Turn
around, Bona. Barishona. Ayu menichin orot kochim belishkat beit haparva. I wonder why they called it beit haparva if they used that for all the skins. But anyway, lishkat beit haparva, that was the place in which they would put the orot kochim.
Could he declare their husband and let them take it?
You can be mafker, yeah.
But then you,
yeah, of course. Sure. And he didn't want to be mafker.
Yeah.
Not
that stealing.
Yeah. Le'erev ayum echalkinoto la'anshei beit av. So all, after the shkut of all the karbanas, that evening they would open up lishkat beit haparva. Anyone who worked that day would come in. Vayu ba'alei zro'ot notnim otam bizro'a. So the people that were more aggressive would take the skins that they wanted for themselves. These kinoshim mechalkin otam erev Shabbat ve'erev Shabbat. So what they did was, instead of giving them out every day where you only had a few number of people that were in the day's Beit Av, they would give them out b'davka on erev Shabbos, where you had the entire Mishmar, because that was the day of the Haklafat HaMishmarot. And that way they figured, no, in public it'll be controlled. So the Atin Kula Mishmarot, the Shakran Ba'adadi, and that way they'll protect each other, because there's so many people around that are going to be mocked on one another. But then what happened is that the Vadayan Ayu Gidole Kuhuna Notimoto Bizroa. So then what happened is, forget about the aggressive people, you had the rabbis. Is that even worse?
R-H-I-T.
They would come in, they were the chashuvim. So I'm not going to argue with you, you want this, to take, So in the end, Lamaisa, that's also Zeroa. Amdu Baalim, V'gdishan L'shamayim, so that the people got fed up. So what they did was, the Kohanim, who were now the Baalim, the Kohanim of the Mishmarot got together and committed themselves to give it over to ownership of Hekdesh, in which case nobody was allowed to take it for themselves. Now it would be Me'ila. So they were Magdesh at the Shamayim. So now what happened is, they would, Omru Lohoyu Yomi Muatim, this was so valuable, it didn't take much time, Ad Shechipu Et Ahechal Kulo B'Tabloot Shel Zahav, Shein Ama Al Ama Ka'ovi Diner Zahav. This was so valuable that it didn't take much time for them to translate these skins into gold tiles that were an amma by amma, quite large. It had something like a 16-inch by 16-inch tile made out of solid gold that was a dinner's off thick. It was the thickness of a half-dollar coin. And they would use these tiles to cover the entire Heichal. You can imagine what we're talking about over here.
The rock, which is paper-thin gold. It's $8 million, and it's extremely, extremely thick.
How much is it worth?
$8 million. The project was an $8 million project.
That's all?
Yeah, it holds on.
Right, so what do you expect for $8 million?
This is a shearist. The thickness here is unbelievable.
You mean, but it's actually, it wasn't just sprayed on? It's an actual thickness?
No, it's gold leaf.
Gold leaf is sprayed on.
No.
I'm saying that's the equivalent, though. But you can actually peel it off. It's peelable, or it's just
it's put onable as a very, very fine sheet. I don't know about peeling it off and probably tearing.
But it's like a paint. It's not. It's not a piece.
It's a sheet.
No, I think it's a sheet.
It's an actual sheet.
Very thin.
His grandfather couldn't wave it off.
They use airbrushes to pick it up. It's so thin that they have to use a special brush to pick it up, because if you use your finger, you'll get multiple layers.
His grandfather peeled it off, right, to take it.
Whose grandfather?
Hussein. And Abdullah peeled it off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So then that's why he died before he died.
Yeah, the previous one was a little.
That's the Dal Tot HaHeichal. That one. It's interesting. So how did he get away with that?
He called
Abdullah.
Can you imagine? Hello, Akbar.
Yeah, exactly. He was killed there.
But not for that. Okay, come, let's continue. So, and they put this, Tovi Dina, the regal, Ayume Kaplimotan. What they would do was, when it came to the regal, they would pile them up, because these were removable. They weren't put on permanently, they were decorative. They put them on Gabi Malabar Abayit. To be able to say, they weren't just plain gold. They were worked gold, beautifully embossed, and very artistic. And to show them off, they would expose them on the malot of the Harabayit to show that malaktam na'a ve'ein ba dalam, some of ein ba dofi, dalas. That's right. Better than that, it should serve as a source of machlokas and aggressiveness and viciousness in the Beis Hamikdash. Let the Beis Hamikdash have it, and it'll belong to Klal Yisrael.
What is Delam?
Yeah. Loshen Dofi, says the Aruch. Delam is Dofi. It doesn't have anything wrong with it. There was nothing. There were no shortcuts that were taken in the making of this gold. Tana Abba Shaul Omer Korot Shel Shikma Hayu Biricho. The way that all this gets involved in our Mishnah is that originally they had these enormous trees in Yericho, which were also subject to attack of Balei Zro'ot. But you Balei Zro'ot notlim otan bezro'a. What they would do is, remember that the Gemara explains in many, many cases, the way that you use the sycamore is that a certain amount is left as the trunk, and the growth that is suitable for lumber is taken, but it's a reusable resource. So whenever it had grown to the point at which you could use the lumber, so they would come and they would take it, Bizra. Omdu balim vigdishum lishum shamai. They went ahead and they were magdish it to hegdish, which prevented people from taking it.
People were stealing it?
People were stealing it, yeah. No, this has to do with political influence. It was Mapai. It was a whole big issue.
You say the police can't handle the above.
Exactly. And that's how Coyote Sabahan, on people like this, they would actually, there was nothing to do. They were so powerful. So Omar Abashol ben Bitnis, and Barney is getting up, he's ready. Omar Abashol ben Bitnis, Vishum Abayotzi ben Chanin, Oili mi Beit Baitos, Oili mi Alatan. These guys from Beit Baitos, they call him. They're strong arms, and they use alot, such as certain policemen with whom we're familiar. Oili mi Beit Chanin, Oili mi Lechishatam. They used to use little words given over to the papers to get their things done. Oily me Beit Katrus. Oh, here we go, Beit Katrus. Beit Katrus, go ahead. Tell us about Beit Katrus.
It's in our neighborhood.
It's in our neighborhood.
Tell us about it.
The burnt house, they founded this, that stone weight that says the Bar Katrus belonging to the Katrus family.
Right, but now we know that they claimed everything belonged to them, in which case it had nothing to do with them, probably. So, whoa, because nobody can keep these guys under control. Oily me kul mosam. These are the guys that write the articles. They're even worse.
It's changed.
Oily me beit yishmel ben piachi. Oily me egrofan. These are real mafiosos. They got the fists. There's these people are people in power. Shehim kohanim gedolim. They've taken over the whole Beis HaMikdash. They're the kohanim gedolim. They make the kids the gizborim. They make the son-in-laws the Amar Kalim, and their Avdeim, the guys that are even the Avonim, they go around, Choftim Adam B'Maklot, and they think they can do whatever they want, and beat people up if you complain. And the cops are unable to do anything about it. Okay, that's our half-daf. We have a quick completion. Yeah, we have a completion of Ezrat Hashem on the day after Purim. And we're going to end up, unfortunately, missing each other on Purim, which is terrible.
Well, he's been sure.
Hope that we have a few semi-sober people, or at least not semi. Well, it's the best we can. Okay, today we're catching up on half of our missed daf from Purim, besides the normal daf. So we're on Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Nun Zayin, I'm sorry. Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, to finish it up. And we had gotten up to Tana Rabbanan, which is the second of the long lines. Tana Rabbanan, Arba Tzivachot Tzavcha Azara. There were four times that the Azara shouted out, Rishona Tzumikan B'nei Eli, Shetimu Echal Hashem. The first one was that they said the Bnei Eli, where the Torah considered them to be the equivalent of having slept with the women that were bringing their korbanos, because they didn't bring the korbanos on time, and therefore they forced the women to stay overnight, which was sort of like a control. To control a woman in that way is considered to be sleeping with them, for people like Bnei Eli. So they were mitame the Echal Hashem. There was another scream of the Azara. Some, there's different chakram in these screaming. Taisvus elsewhere learns it's talking about a basco that came out in the Azara. But there's others say it's as if it was, so in other words, we define the tzvacha. There's one very interesting chat which says that the Gemara says elsewhere that the doors of the Azara used to swing open on their own. as if to show that the enemies could come in and take over, that there's no more Shechina over here. And it says that no more Shechina. It says that when the doors would open, you could hear the sound of the doors 8 kilometers away. So that was the scream, as if to say, I can't take it anymore. So this was the doors of the Heichal that were, of the Azara that were taking up for Mishkan Shiloh. I mean, Mishkan Shiloh didn't have those doors, but this was the time at which it was possible for the Beis HaMikdash to protest. V'otzvacha, the second scream, was Tzemikan Yisachar Ishkvar Barkai. This Kohen Gadol, Yisachar Ishkvar Barkai, we'll see about him later. Shimachabedat Atzmo Mechalel Kodshei Shamayim. He cares about himself, for it to be Mechabed himself, and insults Kodshei Shamayim. What did he do? Davikorach Yodei B'shiroi. V'yavid Avodah. He would cover his hands with silk gloves and do the Avodah so that his pretty little hands wouldn't get all bloody and gooey, you know. The third time the Azara screamed was when it said, "Se'u she'arim roshechem v'yikaneis Yishmael ben Piachi, Talmido shel Pinchas, v'yishamesh b'kuhuna gedola." Obviously, this Yishmael ben Piachi, one of the things we said yesterday, was that 2 days ago, was that the Chachomim were saying, "Oilon," from Yishmael ben Piachi. But there it says, Mibet Yishmael ben Piachi. So in order to differentiate him from the rest of the family, that he was indeed roy to be a Kohen Gadol, so the Azar was Tzovach on him. And he's Talmid of Pinchas. He's correct. He's a real Talmud of Pinchas, and what he does is Kudol L'Shem Shamayim. L'maisa, there are those who learn that, even though we learned before about the Oilanu, the Lachisha, and so on and so forth, that all of these people were very similar to the, we find that the David HaMelech had, said he had 400 children from women that he had taken in war, B'nai Yefas Tor, and that all of them were, they were the Balei Egrofin of David. They were the mafia, basically, that David HaMelech used to, you know, secret service and so on. But everything that they did was controlled by Beis Din. That we learn not from David. It says that he had beautiful eyes. The eyes of the Beis Din. Einei Ha'eda. But these people, even though what they did, clearly they did L'Shem Shemayim, they didn't take orders. So they didn't take orders, that's already no good. You know, you have your own idea what's L'Shem Shemayim. That's why it says Oilon, Oilon. But the Chachamim felt that they were uncontrollable. But Yishmael ben Piachi wants to make it clear that he was 100% roi. Take care, we need you. What are we going to do with that boker or? Keep those lungs clear. So therefore, it specifies that he is Talmid HaShel Pinchas. The Otzvach Tavcha Hazara, Su'u She'arim Roshechem V'yikanes Yochanan Ben Narvai, Talmido Shel Pinkai, V'yimale Kreso Mikadshei Shamayim. This Yochanan Ben Narvai. Now, L'chora, if you learn that we're referring only to Kohanim Gedolim here, there are some who say, no, that he was a Kohen Adyat. If you learn that we're referring to Kohanim Gedolim, then the question is, why was Yochanan ben Narvai not listed among the Kohanim Kisher in the Gemara Yuma, where it talks about how no Kohen would live out his year, no Kohen Gadol would live out his year, nonetheless people used to buy their way into the Kohuna, because it was such a special thing. But it lists the ones that were kosher, it doesn't list Yochanan ben Narvai. So some explain that is because Yochanan ben Narvai was actually Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Yochanan Kohen Gadol became a tzaduki at the end of his life. 120 years becomes a tzaduki. From there we learn out that the person should ayiftach batzmad yom moto. You never know. You never know what you're going to be like. So because of that, we didn't list him among the ksherim. Although all the years, originally, the Azara was makdim ispana. Okay, it's possible, but they use that to explain why it says Talmido Shel Pinkoi. Who the heck is Pinkoi? So they said Pinkoi is actually Pinky. It's Pinchas. Why did they call him Pinkoi? Pinky instead of Pinchas, because since at the end of his life he turned against his Mesorah, so we make fun of him as if his Rebbe, yeah, was Pinchas HaKohen, but he used to call it Pinky, but that's all that it was worth to him. It's a cute chat. But anyway, his claim to fame was his appetite. So the Hazara was very happy to have a guy in there who knew how to eat. Omra lava Yochanan ben Nervaisha Ochel Shalosh Meos Agalim Vishote Shalosh Meos Garbe Yain. He could polish off 300 little what do they call the meat from cows?
Veal.
And drink 300 barrels of wine. And finish up for dessert with arboim sa'a gozos, 40 bushel of little bird wings and so on.
The
quail. Bikinuach se'uda. That was dessert. Rashi says I actually had a table that had many, many kohanim there. Even kohanim that weren't in the Achronim Ramazgur, even kohanim that weren't part of the Mishmar. Usually you were stuck with the Beit Av, you were stuck with people from that particular day. So there weren't so many kohanim around. So if you had a lot of korbanos, there would be a lot of meat left over, so it would become nota. He had this whole thing about eating, so that to make sure that all the kachas shemayim were eaten, nothing was left over. And in his cover, they described the tzvach of the Azara, because it indeed is very important that there should be a commitment to eating a kachas. This is the whole tikkun of kachas. Is eating essentially. This is like a restoration of the whole vertical direction of the Bria, so that the complexity increases. And that's the tikkun of the Bria. And he was makpid on it. It shouldn't be left over. They say that there was never anything left over. As long as he was alive, nothing was ever left over.
It's hard to say he'd be Yochanan Kohen Gadol then. Kol Yomav never went to.
Why? What do you mean? You think he stopped eating when he began to do this? My Salka baby Yisachar Ish Kfar Bar Kai. What happened to that other guy, that Yochanan Ish Kfar Bar Kai, that was a no good Nick? Well, what happened to him was like this. One day, Malka and Malka to the king and the queen, this is referring to the king and the queen of, probably of Alice in Wonderland, or perhaps, actually, in Croesus, it says it was referring to Yana and his wife. But there's all types of fantastical pshatim that are said by the Ramazim of this story, Kabbalistic Ramazim, Yana and Malka. Right here, Rashi says it's Malki Beit Chashmonai, and yet for some reason apparently they weren't Kohanim Gedolim, even though the Beit Chashmonai used to control them. Okay, but in any event, so they were sitting and eating. So have a yad. Malka Omar Gad Yayoi. So the king insisted that the meat. What is the meat of a gedi, of a young goat?
What's it called?
Is there a special word for it? It's not special. We don't eat goat. We don't really eat it. Umalkata Amar Imra Yoy, whereas the Malkata said that sheep are better. What?
Mutton.
Lamb. Lamb. Which one is mutton?
Mutton is lamb.
Lamb is a small sheep.
And mutton?
Mutton
is the fat from a large sheep. Yeah. Mutton is like large.
Oh. Okay. So anyway, so they were arguing. Now, Lamaisa. Normally, I mean, certainly people view sheep as being much more tasty than gedi. But, okay, so again, the Achronim Ramazvir, that the question is not the norm. The question is, if you're selecting the best possible gedi, could it be better than the best keves? As a norm, of course, it's true, but it's easier to get keves. So they decided the only one who would know, Manbuch of Kohen Gadol. The Kamasi Korbanos Ko Yuma, the only guy that would be absolutely clear about this, because any other coin is limited to his work on that day. He has one day every 6 months that he's going to work. What's he going to know? The Kohen Gadol constantly is exposed to these animals. He needs to eat them. So he would know, and what's brought in the Beis HaMikdash, only the very best. So he would know whether a gedid that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash would be particularly tasty. So we'll ask, we'll call in the Kohen Gadol. Now the Kohen Gadol at that time was Yisachar Ish Kfar Bar Kar. The Kamazik Oban is calling him Ato Iyu. So he comes along and they ask him, and he waves his hand and he's, he got ya, it's Achri Biyadi, he got ya, yoy. If a Gedi was as good as a Keves, why wouldn't the Torah say to bring a Korban Tamid from a Gedi? Why does it say only bring from a Keves? Then Yasek Litmida should be brought for the Korban Tamid. Well, wave your hands against the king. So the king said, off with his hand. Since he doesn't have any respect over here of the Malchus, nifsiku liyamine, off with his right hand. That's the one that he waved. Anyway, so he paid off the executioner to cut off his left hand. So achve yoev shochad upaskel ismole. But the king found out about that. So he said, okay, you can keep that one too, but I still want the right hand. So that was the end of both hands. So paskel yamine. Omer of Yosef Brich Rachmana da Ashkilu Yisachar Ishkvar Barkai Lemitrafase Mine Bahai Alma. Thank the good Lord who paid back Yisachar Ishkvar Barkai in this world, because it's still a lot better than getting paid back in the next. He had called it caused also other Kohanim to be Mezalzo in Kashi Shamayim. So this was a very important tikkun for him. Okay, again, there's all types of Ramazim, all types of Kabbalistic Ramazim over here about the nature of the various Midas and so on. You know, whether it was kind of, the question of who they were, it depends, but I don't know what's going on over here. I'm in the middle of Shir. Reject. Okay.
We often spoke about the lack of engagement was damaging by itself.
Omer Rav Ashi, Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai Lotana. Should I say Lotana? That must be. Apparently, he never learned. The Tanan Rabbi Shimon Omer Kvasim Kodimim Leizim B'chol Makom. We find that the Torah always says Keves before it says anything else. Keves Gedi. Why is that? Yochel Bnei Muvcharim B'minam. You might think that species is a more valuable species. Talmud Lomar, im keves yavila chatat. So im keves, the first thing was, ve'viat korbano si'iratizim, for your chatas. Then, almost as an afterthought, it says, and if im kesev yavi korbano, so notice that, then it would sound like it's a second choice. So what is the Torah doing that for? Malam v'shneim shkulim ke'achot. It's to tell you that the reason there's a hakdama of keves is not because of its chashivut in terms of taste, but for other inyanim. Ravina Amar, forget about him not having learned as Mishnah and Brises. Afilu mikra nami lo kara. He seems to be such an amoritz that he didn't even know how to read a pasuk properly. Because after all, the Torah puts together im kesev u'makrivas korbano, and then it says v'im eis korbano. And it seems just im. In other words, it's up to you. If you do it this way, if you do it that way, without any indication that one is better. So in other words, the Torah is telling you that shneim shavim essentially. Im boy keves laisei boy eiz laisei. You could bring whatever you want. Hadron alach makom shenahagu. V'sligala pesach rishon. As I mentioned to you earlier, the Masechta was originally split into two parts, in which the first part was all of the dinim of chametz and so on, which was called Pesach Risha. The second was the dinim of kochim, which was called Pesach Sheni, which is what we're about to start today. And at the time of the Gaonim, Arvei Tzachim was included in Pesach Rishon. So what we have as the closing parak used to be the fifth parak, which is why I had suggested that maybe we could get away with changing the Daf Yomi and learn it before, but I couldn't get enough support. So at the end of today's daf, which we're about to begin, we'll do our daf in Arvei Pesachim. Okay, but now, let us. Tana Rabbanan. Ben Buhayin Natan Peala Yeragaba, Viva Matsanani, Imshayatu Unim Yeragam, Dina Petahagina, Amarlan Banai, Hashli Hume Alechem, Banino Tenlachem Kiflaim Bemusa, Lomitne Shane, I Sara, Elemine Jamrakomi may not name Peala Yerek. Loma Leila Maymalo, Mideshe, Elaine, it's Sara. Gehekro Lemer, the Kuyakamatima. Tana Rabban Abrishana, you many can all out Kodashim Bilishkat Beta Parval, Ereva Yumakino, Tonanche Beta. Vayu ba'alei zro'od, I'll have that peace, thank you, notim otam zro'a. Hidkinu shemechakin otam b'erev Shabbat, m'erev Shabbat l'erev Shabbat, well, over there you have all of the Mishmarot together. Shaklim ba'adare, nonetheless, adayeno yugido le'yakuna, notim otam b'zro'a. Umdu ba'alim v'gdishum l'shamayim. Omru, it was so valuable that lo hayu yomim mu'atim, ad shechipu et ha'ichal kolo b'tabla'ot shel zahav, shein ama al ama ke'ovi dinar zahav, well, the regal are you mekaplim otam and menichin otam agabei ma'ala barabayit, kidei shiyu olei regalim ro'im shemlachtan na'a ve'in badelem. Tada, abashor on a korot shel shikma, hayu biricho, vayu ba'alei zro'ot, notnim otam bizro'a, amdu ba'alim v'yikdishum l'shamayim, aleihem v'al kayotzei behem, amar abba, sh'ol be'midim v'shum abayos v'chonin, oili mi'beit baitos, oili mi'alatan, oili mi'beit chanin, Oyle mi lechishatan, oyle mi beit katros, oyle mi kum masam, oyle mi beit ishmol ben piachi, oyle mi egrofan, shehim kohanim gedolim, uveneim gizborim, vechataneim amar kalim, vavdeim choftim et ha'am b'maklot. Tanu rabbanan abatz vachot zavcha azara rishona, tzu mikan b'nei eli, shetimu eichal Hashem. ועוד צבחה, צי מכאן יששכר איש כבר בר קאי שמכבד את עצמו ומחלל קודשי שמיים. הביקורת כאילו בשירו יבוא ולעבודה. ועוד צבחה הזרה, צאו שיערים ראשיכם, ויכנס ישמעאל בן פיחי, תלמידו של פנחס, וישמש בכהונה גדולה. ועוד צבחה הזרה, צאו שיערים ראשיכם, ויכנס יוחנן בן נרווי, תלמידו של פנקאי. ויאמר קריסו מקודשי שמיים, אמרו לו ויוחנן בן נרווי שאוכל 300 עגלים, ושותה 300 גרבי יין, ואוכל 40 זהה גזלות וקינוח סעודה. אמרו, כל יומיו שיוחנן בן נרווי לא נמצא נותר במקדש. מה יסר כבי ביסוכר איש כבר ברקאי? אמרי, מלכו מלכת אהבה יתווה, מלכה אמר גד יאי, מלכת אמר נא אמרה יאי. אמרו, אוקיי, מן מוכח כהן גדול. דקמאסי קורבנות כל יומה. אל תאיר, אך וביודי, אי גד יאי, יעסיק לתמידה. אמר מלכם, וואו, הולו ולא אהבי להימת את המלכותה, אף ודז ימין, יאי שוחד פסקי לשמאלי. שמה מלכה, ופסקי למיני אוסו. אמר רב יוסף בריך רחמן על אשקלו, יששכר איש כבר ברקאי למתפס למיני. בהיה. אמר רב אש, יששכר איש כבר ברקאי, לא תנא. דתן רבי שמעון אומר, כבשים קודמים לעיזים בכל מקום, יוכל מפני שמובחרים במינם. תלמוד לומר, אם כבש יביא קורבנות, מלמד ששניהם שקולים ככה. רבינו אמר, אפילו מיקרא נמי לא קורא. תכתיב, אם כבש, אם עץ, אי בואי כבש לייטה, אי בואי.